apologize, Mr. Grumley, but the joke you told was so funny I could not help spewing milk out of my nose.
Oh, mate, no problem, sir. I doesn't mind being covered with milk, no, sir.
Oh, Pooh, I had my back turned and didn't get to see that.
I'm sorry, I'll spew that again.
Are you quite finished, Mr. Mustard, sir?
Hold on just a moment. There, I'm finished. I say, what do you think you are doing? Get away from that microphone.
Why, whatever is the matter?
Can't you see it's time for the sit down, stand up show?
Oh my goodness! Was that our audience cheering?
Oh, Jack, you are so funny. Audience cheering. Oh, no. No, that was just bagels leaking from a leaky bagel pipe. This is our audience. Audience cheering. I say that is a laugh.
Oh, hey, Mustard. You forgot to squirt milk out your nose.
I'm sorry. I'll squirt that again.
Arr, you got me again, you bilge rat. Right in the lactose intolerance.
So, shall we get on with this month's episode, then? No, I don't
know.
Oh my, we have got to get the ringtone on that telephone changed. I thought that it was something else entirely.
Well, what did you think it was?
Well, I thought it was the door knocker. Hello, stand up, sit down show, or vice versa. Jack McUnemployable speaking.
Jack, this is your boss, Orin the Otter.
Orin the Otter? The star of The Changing Workplace and Orin's Monastery? That Orin the Otter?
That's right.
Both of which can be seen in Moonbase Comics, part of the Pandora families of comics, which may be seen at www.ottercomics.us.
That's me. Very nice pitch, Jack. Have a dog biscuit.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Anyway, I just called to remind you that we've got a show to do, and if you guys don't get off your bums and produce an episode, I'm going to have to take severe measures.
You're not going to cut our pay, are you?
Worse, there will be no dancing anteaters at the Christmas party.
So there I was, standing in my ripped and torn clothing on the corner of Oxford Street.
When we last left Jack McUnemployable, he was standing in ripped and torn clothing on the corner of Oxford Street.
I just said that.
Ah, but did you also tell them that Shifty, in order to gain your father's title by slippery and sneaky means, had left you with a bag full of rocks, which actually turned out to be diamonds and rubies and emeralds?
Well, no, I don't believe I said that.
Well, neither did I, so you have a very good point.
I say, Jack, what an awful ordeal. I saw the whole thing from over inside my Tiger there.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Whatever am I going to do?
Well, for starters, why don't we go get a cup of coffee? You can treat.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
And so, Jack and Ernie, over a hot cup of coffee, discuss ideas for what to do to make Jack poor again. Actually, it was only Annie who had coffee, Jack still having only American money, in addition to his bag full of diamonds and rubies and such, was still unable to buy a cup of coffee in England, and so he had a soda instead. Yes, that's a very important plot point. I just thought I should tell you that. Yes, very important plot point. So, what's next? Oh, it's continued on the next page here. Annie was just dropping his cigarette butt into the remains of Jack's soda glass.
Cigarette butts? Why, Ernie, I did not know that you smoked.
Smoke? I don't smoke, I just like to put cigarette butts in things.
I see. As you were...
Yes, I was saying that what you need to do, if you want to truly be wretchedly poor, is invest in an idea that will totally bomb. That's what you need to do.
You're saying? Yes, but where can I find something that will totally bomb? Where can I find some sort of product so awful that no one will want it? I shall sip on my soda as I think about this.
Yes, No, don't drink that, don't!
Why, what is the little matter?
Never mind.
I had a mouthful of cigarette butts. That was totally disgusting. There's my idea! Cigarette butt soda! I'll be a bum by tomorrow night!
And so Jack and Annie set out to lose a fortune by selling cigarette butt soda. The only problem was...
Yes, sir, there you go. There is your bottle of cigarette butt soda.
Yes, yes, there's one for you, and one for you, and... How old are you, son?
I'm 37!
Oh, come on, you're not old enough to be buying cigarette butt soda, are you?
Well, truth be told, I'm really only 36 and a half, sir.
Well, it's never too early to start a bad habit. Here you go, son.
Thanks, sucker!
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
That is the 851st bottle of soda I have sold today.
I've sold a grunge too. I just don't get it. What are we doing wrong?
I say, what are you two chaps selling here?
We are selling cigarette butt soda, but we can't get it to stop selling. I can't figure out what we are doing wrong.
Ah. Well, here, let me have a little taste. Oh, yuck! It is absolutely disgusting!
Thank you. That is what we were aiming for.
Let me have another.
Another one? But I thought you said it was disgusting.
I did, and it is. But I can't stop drinking it. Ugh!
Oh, woe is me. First I cannot get mugged, and then I am given a bag of precious gems, and now I'm getting richer by the second. Whatever am I to do? Shall I never be a hobo?
What is to become of Jack McUnemployable? Will he never become a hobo?
Announcer Fogey, you did it again. You told the audience what I already said.
Oh, well, did you give them the entire backstory to date?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, in that case, let's just go to the ending theme. Tune in again for something or other. Who knows what's going to happen? I don't, and frankly, I don't care.